This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in the day. This is day 320. And we are still here. Bless you.
Morning.
It's so good to be able to look out and see you.
Amen.
On this another Lord's day.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Praise God for everything he's done for us.
Yes, sir.
Keeping us. Praise God for all he is.
Yes, sir. He's good, good, good.
Amen. Giving us a new president to come.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's say glory, hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
This is the day he has given us to glorify him.
Yes.
Let me hear some praises out there.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God is good.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
We cannot praise him enough. Bless the Lord at all times. The praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. Mm-hmm. My tongue shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Yes, sir.
And let us exalt his name together.
Yeah.
He is wonderful.
Yes,
he
is.
He is mighty. He is a good God.
Yes, he is.
He's a loving and kind, compassionate God.
Well, yes,
my God.
And we are glad that he has allowed us to be in the number one more time.
Thank you, Lord.
Things may not go the way you want them.
Uh-huh.
The way the Lord said go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Because everything is his. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we're just here occupying.
Yes.
Okay? Until he comes again. Mm-hmm. Right. So we're so glad that we're able to still call on his name.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. He is a great God.
Yes, he is.
Right. Let us pray. Eternal God, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
You allowed us to come together one more time on Zoom.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
And we lift your name all over this earth.
Yes, sir.
We praise God for your wonderful, magnificent God.
Thank you.
None other like thee.
That's right.
Can there ever be? For you are the greatest of all. And in the name of that, there's none greater than you.
Yes,
we worship you. We will praise you. We will glorify and magnify your name. We pray that thou will move in our midst this day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and honor us, God, for what we are about to do. In the name of Jesus, bless this congregation with the blessing it stands in need of. In the name of Jesus, those that are bereaved, God, we pray that thou bless them as well. And
for
the sick in the body, we pray that thou will bless and heal and deliver out of pain and misery. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Lead us by your spirit.
Yes, sir.
We follow thee. That your name will be elevated in the highest on this earth.
Glory be to God.
As it is done in heaven. We pray, God, that thou will bless God and strengthen us now.
Yes.
And encourage us, God. And continue to open the eyes that
glory
we might
be
see
mm-hmm.
all that's in store for us to do here in this earth. And you get the glory out of our lives. In Jesus'
name, Lord,
we pray. Amen.
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 We thank God that you are But I'll ask you to go with me to Romans 8:28.
Amen.
Okay, are we there? Romans 8:28.
8:28. Okay.
And we knew.
Okay, are we there?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Some very familiar scripture. One that we need to verse in our mind every day, okay, and all through the day.
Mm-hmm.
Things are constantly happening. Reading, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called, who are the called according to his purpose. We want to talk to you from the first three words of our subject today of this scripture. Okay, and let's say it all together right loud. Okay, on the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
And we know.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
And we know.
Tell it, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
We spend our days worrying about this thing, worrying about that thing, complaining.
Mm.
But you know. All right, that is happening for your good. You know that God has it all in control.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you complaining? Are we doubting the ability of God to perform what he said he would perform?
Yes, he will.
God will do exactly what he said he would do. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 For he's a God that cannot lie.
Amen.
Shall not lie.
Uh-huh.
Will not lie.
He will not lie.
Okay. If God said it,
mm-hmm,
he will bring it to pass.
Yes, he will.
Okay. And so we got to keep that in mind. And you know these things.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't act like you know them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think like we know them.
Mm-hmm.
We got them stored back there, but you know.
Amen.
How do I know you know? Because the word said you know.
Yes,
right.
And that's good enough. And then God said he was going to plant his word in your heart.
Amen.
So you got it.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is use it. Tell somebody to use it.
Use it.
Use his word. It's our weapon he's given us to fight them it with.
Yes.
His word. It's our weapon that we need. And it's our power. It's our strength. It's our hope. Mm-hmm. It's our victory. Mm-hmm. The word of God.
Amen.
You know that. Mm-hmm. But we don't act like it. Because when things happen that's not good for or good to us, that is to us on our, the way we look at it as it not being good. Mm-hmm. Okay, but it's working for your good. And so when we look see those things that come in our way and we're going through, we all complaining and acting like God didn't say he would bring us out of it.
My Lord.
And he is molding us.
Yes, he is.
For his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really know that is in our mental mind. We don't really know what it actually take to get us where God wants us to go.
My Lord.
You see, God's already in tomorrow.
Yes.
And all the other tomorrows that was yet to come.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows what you're going to have to go through. He knows all the potholes on the road.
Yes.
He knows all the danger on the road.
Yes.
And he knows everything that's down the road. And so he prepares us so that we can go through. And not just to go through, but to go through with joy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go through with hope and living. And the reason we need to go through with joy because that's where your strength comes from. Okay, joy is of the Lord. All right, happiness is you, but joy is of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Mm-hmm.
You know that it happens that way.
Yes.
Okay. You know that the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
Okay. And it is your word that you need to read. But in the word, you have your answer. In the word, you got your deliverance. In the word, you got your hope. In the word, you got your faith being built. In the word.
Amen.
Okay. The songwriter said, oh, what needless pains we bear. Okay. All because we don't take it to the Lord in prayer. Okay. So you know that he said he will be there for you. You know that he said he will protect you. Yeah. You know he said that I hold you in my hand and no man can pluck you out. You know that your case and your battle is already fought, already won. All we got to do is stand.
Amen.
Okay. Get prepared for battle, but we don't have to fight the battle. You know that, but we go through life fighting battles, this battle after battle after battle. We are going through life fighting this person and that person and this idea and that idea because we are not performing the word of God. And you know the answer is in the word.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see Sally, Jane, Sue, and John get their opinion.
Preach it, Pastor. Preach.
And if that doesn't work for you,
mm-hmm.
you go to somebody else. And we'll never go to the word.
Amen.
And you know what's in the word.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you don't go to it. So if you go to it and read it, you know, you feel like you're obligated to perform it. But if you,
right. long
you stay away from it, you can go and act the way you're supposed to act, but not so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the word ain't going to change. It's not going to all of you to do what God don't want you to do, the word will give you your deliverance.
Amen.
And your deliverance is not the way you want it to be.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But it's the way God intends for it to be.
Yes.
And so for you to see what it was. We got to learn that the word tell you there's a time and place for all things.
Yes.
Okay. And we got to realize that things will happen in due time and due
season. Amen. Sure does.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You just got to get to that point in your life. Okay. You plant your apple tree. You have to wait till the apple tree get mature enough to.
That's right.
All right, give you back some fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the way it is with the word of God. You know this. Okay. All right.
Amen.
So from this day forward, as we go through holes, ups and the downs, the good and the bad.
Yes.
Okay. Let us know that God is handling it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I don't have to worry about it.
That's right.
For the battle is not mine.
It's the Lord.
It's the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. And all I got to do is wait for him to give me the victory. Okay. So let us remember this. The children of Israel was going through. They had sinned against the Lord. And God had put them in under the bondage of the Midianites for 7 years.
My Lord.
Okay, they were there. And the prophet of the Lord sent a prophet unto them. The children of Israel and said unto them, thus said the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up out of Egypt, and I brought you forth out of the house of the bondage, and I deliver you out of the hands of the Egyptians. Now the hands of all that oppress you,
my Lord,
and grave them out from you, before you, and gave that you their land.
Yes.
And I said unto you that I am the Lord your God.
Yes. Yes.
Fear not. The God of the Ammonites is whose land you dwell in. But he have not obeyed, you have not obeyed my voice. See, God has delivered us out of a whole lot of things.
Yes, he has. Okay. Yes, sir.
He has brought us from a whole lot of things. He's brought us out of the field.
Than
air conditioning heated buildings.
Yes.
Glory.
Okay. Brought us out of that tobacco patch.
Yes.
Okay. And placed us in more comfortable working places. He brought us out the houses with the holes in the floor that you can look on the floor and see the ground under the house. Look up, you see the sky from the roof. He brought us out all of that.
Yes, he did.
Okay. And but we think we've done it.
Yes.
But you know, we can't do nothing without God.
That's true.
We can do nothing without him. So he's done that. He's brought us from being slave labor. To the president of the United States.
That's Lord.
He bought us. Somebody said for the outhouse to the White House.
Oh yes.
He bought us.
Yes, he did.
Okay. And now he's done all that for us. And at times we feel like the Lord had deserted us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a lot he has deserted us, and so we don't obey him because we don't follow his word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He told us to count it all as joy.
Yes, he did.
When we enter into diverse temptation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't count things as joy. That gives us another reason to fuss and fight.
Yes, sir.
Another reason to doubt God. You may not say it.
Mm-hmm.
The actions says it for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, he said, there came an angel of the Lord and sat under the oak tree,
mm-hmm.
which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash, the Abizrite, and his son Gideon,
uh-huh.
pressed weak by the winepress, to hide from the Midianites. An angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee,
mm-hmm.
thou mighty man of valor.
Mm-hmm.
And Gideon said unto him, oh my Lord,
yes, yes.
If the Lord is with us,
uh-huh.
why then is all this befallen us?
Uh-huh.
Okay, sound like anybody we know?
Yes, sir. Sure do.
If I'm saved, how can the Lord let me go through all of this?
Yes.
Or somebody might be saying it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like they said to Job, what have you done, Job?
Mm-hmm.
Cause this sickness to be upon you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But God has blessed us and kept us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he said to this man, he said, you are a mighty man of valor.
Yes, sir.
So we think we're a little peon.
Uh-huh.
Probably mm-hmm. say, here am I.
Mm-hmm.
A nobody. Okay.
No, no.
But you are somebody.
Somebody, that's true. Amen.
And no matter how low you are on the social ladder,
yes, right.
You are somebody.
Amen.
The social ladder don't, and social status don't make you.
Mm-hmm.
God made you. And God didn't make a nobody.
Amen.
Everybody is a somebody.
Yes, yes.
And,
my Lord.
So, and here, Gideon thought he was a weak and messed up with everybody.
Uh-huh.
God called him a mighty man of valor.
Mm-hmm.
God sees in you what you don't see. He knows things about you that you don't know.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
He knows your capability.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You guess at it.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to guess. He knows. And sometimes we say we can do. The other time we say we can't do.
Mm-hmm.
But the word said, and you know this, I can do what?
All things.
All things.
Mm-hmm.
How? Through God. Mm-hmm. Who provides the what? The strength for me to do it.
Yes, sir, my Lord.
I can do all things.
All things.
Okay.
Through Christ. Strengthen me.
Through Christ,
mm-hmm.
who gives me the strength to do it.
Yes, Lord.
So, put Christ in everything,
mm-hmm.
and everything become possible for you.
Yes, it will.
For Jesus said, with man, some things are impossible.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But with God, all things are
possible.
Amen. Okay. So there's nothing too hard for God.
Yes, right.
And you and God together, there's nothing too hard for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Gideon said, Oh, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why are these things happening up to us? Hmm. And where be all his miracles? Okay, we're doubting God because we don't see the miracles like that used to happen.
My Lord.
But miracles are happening all the time. It's a miracle you woke up this morning.
Yes.
It's a miracle you're able to get about this morning.
Amen.
Yes,
it's a miracle you're sitting where you're sitting right now.
Amen.
It is a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So his miracles are still going on. It's a miracle that the world stays in perfect order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sun never get off its track because it doesn't move. Everything revolves around the S-U-N, physically. Everything revolves around the S-O-N,
mm-hmm.
spiritually and physically. Because he is everything.
Yes, he is.
And he is, and everything is his. And so, you want to know why the Lord has forsaken him and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're going through because there's something in your life that needs to be brought out.
Hello.
So God can get some glory that he intends to get from you.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
Sometimes the only way you can get some glory from some of us is to put us through something.
Amen.
Sometimes that's the only time that we can hear you call his name.
Amen.
Start going through something.
Uh-huh.
We'll quickly say, Lord, have mercy.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now we'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But you know, you got to not say it in vain,
mm-hmm.
but say what you mean. And mean what you say.
Amen.
Okay. And so God will deliver you like he gave Gideon the ability to deliver Israel out of mm-hmm. the Midianite's hands. Okay. With 300 men. Lanterns. Lights. Okay, musical instruments,
mm-hmm.
on the trumpet, bringing the lamps, called the whole nation to flee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he had 32,000, but the Lord said that was too many. Okay, he wanted them to see who he is. And remind them of the power that he has.
Amen.
And that the battles are not yours.
Yes, yes.
He just needs somebody to stand.
Uh-huh.
Stand in his word. Stand in his hope. Stand
mm-hmm.
in his deliverance. Stand in his victory.
Yes,
stand
sir.
In his peace.
Sir.
Stand mm-hmm. in his joy. Stand
yes,
in the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what.
Yes.
And be like Job said, though he slay me, mm-hmm. yet will I trust him.
Yet will I trust him. That's true.
Okay. And you know,
mm-hmm.
God will not allow it to come on you.
That's true.
If you're not able to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it come upon you, it's his will.
That's right.
You know this.
Mm-hmm.
Now we need to act like it.
Amen.
Okay. You know that God said, if you're poor in spirit, yours is the kingdom of heaven.
Uh-huh.
And if you are in mourning, you're going to be comfort one day.
Yes, you will.
All right. But you got to allow the word to comfort you.
Mm-hmm.
To tell you, don't let your heart be troubled.
That's right.
Then you don't let it be trouble.
It's true.
Okay, don't go down that road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what's down that road, and you can go down it anyway. Okay. Don't go down that road. It's just like Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what was going to happen if they ate that fruit. They ate it anyway.
They sure did.
Okay. So don't even go down that road. You got a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot of times we say, well, I had to do it this way. No, you had a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you need to choose the right way.
Yes.
Okay. You know, you got to choose God's way.
Amen.
Over the devil's way.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Because he said, there is a way that seemeth right unto man. All right? Seemeth right. Don't mean that it's right. It just looks like it's right.
Mm-hmm.
It may feel like it's right. You know, we say, yeah, I got in my gut feeling that feel like I ought to be doing this. I didn't
Amen.
Feel it. But a lot of times your feelings are what's going on right.
Amen.
It has to be the way God said be.
Amen.
Okay. If you're meek, you're going to inherit the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. If you're a hungry man for righteousness, you're going to get filled.
Amen.
So God said he will give you your every need.
Yes, he will.
He will supply it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. According to his riches and glory. Okay. So blessed are the merciful, for they shall attain mercy. So if you want mercy, you got to give some mercy.
Amen.
You know that. We're always asking God for mercy, and we don't want to pass it on to somebody else.
Amen.
You got to pass that mercy on. You know this. It's not yours to keep. Things flow in this life from one to the other. A river doesn't sit still.
No.
It continues to flow.
Mm-hmm.
Ocean doesn't sit still. It continues to flow.
Amen.
Okay. And so what you have flows from one hand to the next. Okay. So let the peace of God best upon you and pass it on to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're a peacemaker, God will reward you because you are the children of God.
Amen.
Okay. If you're being persecuted for righteousness' sake, that you're doing it because yours is the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you. You know
Not
this.
Mm-hmm.
Then act like it. You're being blessed when you're being reviled. You're being blessed when you're being persecuted. You're being blessed when they talk about you and call you everything but a child of God.
Amen.
You're being blessed. If you're going through all for the sake of God, your response is, and you know this too, rejoice.
Yes.
And be exceedingly glad.
Mm-hmm.
For great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they, the prophets came before you.
Mm-hmm.
Rejoice in your tribulation. Rejoice in your downs. Pause. Rejoice in your ups and your downs. Rejoice and be overwhelmed with joy and gladness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? For great is your reward in heaven.
In heaven. Mm-hmm.
They're increasing your reward in heaven. So don't look for it to be here on earth.
Mm.
All right now.
Okay? These are heavenly things. You're storing up those heavenly treasures.
My Lord.
Where the rock, moss, and the rust can't get to it.
That's true.
Okay. Nobody can have it but you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're restoring your rewards in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I see it as somebody buying a new insurance policy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Increasing my benefits. Okay. I'm upping what they have from 10,000 to 100,000.
Mm.
Okay. God said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad.
Yes, right.
Great is your reward in heaven.
Yes.
You know this.
Mm-hmm.
You need to act like that. Okay.
Amen.
So, blessed are ye. Blessed are ye. Blessed are ye.
Uh-huh.
Blessed are ye. So stop getting mad with people. Call a lie on you. Stop getting mad with people.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are calling you everything but a child of God.
Mm.
The word says, rejoice when they lie on you. Rejoice when they persecute you. Rejoice
yes,
when
sir.
They criticize you.
Mm-hmm.
Rejoice when they ostracize you.
Rejoice
when they kick you to the curb. Rejoice. Mm-hmm. All right. So then all things give God thanks.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. For great is the reward in heaven. So they're blessing you.
Amen.
Nobody can do a thing to a child of God but bless you.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And we know that all things
work together.
Are working together for the good to them that love God.
Amen.
Having things, all things.
Thanks.
Not some of them. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's all working for the good. So why am I all upset? Because of my goods being increased.
Yes, sir. Mm.
You can't build no muscle if you don't exercise.
Amen.
Okay. You can't fill your car tank up if you don't get to the and have the car
mm-hmm.
and get the thing together for fill the car up. So there's some work that got to be done. Okay? Some suffering that has to be done. In order for Jesus himself to become the close. To accomplish what he had to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go by the way of the cross. He had to be persecuted. He was, as I said, he was led from judgment hall to judgment hall.
Yes, he was.
Okay. Mm. And he stood before them dumb as a sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Before the shield. Okay. He just stood there and let them do what they had to do. And he didn't resist it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He received it. Because he knew that we're going to bring to him a more eternal joy and to accomplish what his father sent him to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now he had his moment of weakness,
mm-hmm.
but it was just a moment of weakness.
Mm.
Okay. All right. He didn't stay there and linger in it.
No, he didn't.
We get our bumper of weakness, our bumper turned into the yields and yields and yields.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay. And the only one you hurt is yourself.
That's true.
And that person that you are mad with is controlling your life without lifting the finger. So they have that, your joy. And may not know they got it. But they got it because you can't be joyful
mm-hmm.
or happy because you're thinking about what they did.
Amen.
That you didn't like. Okay. He didn't say all this that you're going through is going to be good to you.
Yes, sir.
He did promise you that you were going to have trials, and tribulation.
Yes, he did.
Amen. But he will deliver us out of them all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And remember, you know this. Count everything as joy that's bad coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
Count it as joy. And know that anybody that's trying to do anything against you is for your good. Joseph told his brother, you meant it for my bad.
Mm-hmm.
But God meant it for my good.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. So God allowed bad things to happen to us, but it's for our good.
Mm-hmm.
So keep looking up, as we told you last week. All right.
Amen.
And know that it won't be this way.
Always.
Always. Mm-hmm. You know
sure.
that.
Yes.
For seasons come.
And they go.
Seasons go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's rough times coming in our life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to pass. Sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the end of all of it is eternal joy.
Yes.
God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you.
Amen.
All right.
Good word, Pastor. Good word.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And it may give you a blessing before we continue in the chat. Now may the grace of God to the communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And the people of God say, amen.
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 So keep Elder Strong in prayer. Okay. Mother, I understand it's supposed to be viewing from 3 to 6 today.
Yes, sir.
And
what
did
you say?
Elder Strong, mother. Can you hear me?
Yes.
A viewing from 3 to 6 today at Collins. You encourage to wear your mask and social distance. Anyone else?
Today is Wayne's birthday, Deacon Wayne Master's birthday.
Oh, a happy birthday, Deacon
Wayne. Happy birthday!
Wayne.
Hey, I'm just glad to be here.
That's good.
Amen.
Yes, sir. You grown now.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Amen. Pastor, I was born on a Sunday. 56 oh, yeah. years ago today.
All right.
Amen.
Wow.
Mary Steen, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Sing happy birthday. My sister Mary Steen, happy birthday to you. Sing it, Mary. Where's Chris?
He's in the shower. We got out late today.
Well, say happy birthday.
I can't sing.
Go ahead, say happy birthday. You sing to everybody in the family. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
God bless you.
Just let her sing.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
My voice is not good today.
Well, hey, you God should make a joyful noise. That was joyful.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Enjoy your day, Deacon Wayne.
I hope you enjoy your special day.
Oh, I will. Everything from here on out is overflow.
Okay.
All right. All right.
I learned that from Pastor.
Oh, you did?
I bet you did.
Say it again.
Birthday, Deacon Wayne.
Thank you.
May God bless you with many more.
Amen. Well, I'm at least looking for 44 more.
All right,
yeah. All right.
Anything after that, hey.
44 more healthy ones.
Hey, yeah. Amen. There you go.
Healthy.
Hey, if I can be like Mother Austin down there, that gives me hope.
All right.
Right.
Amen. Amen.